Welcome to the Online Success Journey Podcast, your opportunity to discover and learn from entrepreneurs like yourself. This is not your typical podcast, but a place where you can get the real story and find out how real people encounter speed bumps and detours, but journey through to find success. Now, here's your host for the Online Success Journey Podcast, Patience.
And welcome to Online Success Journey. This is episode 160. Are you ready to join the clan? Today we have Samantha Sifling, the founder of TBHCoach.com, a consultant and a coach for moms. Her passion is to help other moms build businesses from home and balance entrepreneurship with motherhood. Hello, Samantha.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for coming. I know the clan here is anxious to hear your story, so let's get started with the basics. Can you tell my clan a little bit about your background or what you did before you started your own online business?
Yes. So before I started my online business, my first job was working for a nonprofit. So I worked there for a little bit and then decided to go back to school and get my master's in counseling. And I really envisioned that I was going to be building this big counseling practice and that that was going to be the direction for my life. And it ended up that about a month after I graduated, I had my first child and really struggled with figuring out how to pay for childcare while I did an unpaid internship. Also just, you know, postpartum mood struggles were really big for me. I really, suffered with that and had a hard time getting back mentally after having my first. So just all of those circumstances kind of put me on track to stay at home instead of building up the counseling practice that I had expected that I was going to. So from there, I just really kind of explored all the different options for ways to make money from home. So some of that was online business, some of that was other things. I actually tried some door-to-door sales during that time. I did network marketing, blogging. I had a handmade business where I sewed little like bags and things. So I really tried a lot of things before a very fateful moment, I feel like, where I ended up meeting this woman who was a therapist turned online life coach. And I had never heard of life coaching at this time. But meeting her and hearing about what she was doing, it sounded like a perfect fit for me. And she ended up hiring me because she had more clients than she could handle. So she hired me to join her team. And I worked for her for a couple years before I decided to branch out on my own. And I do have a bit of a marketing background and entrepreneurial background. So I decided to focus my coaching practice on helping moms launch and build online businesses.
What a journey from counseling to now helping moms online. Okay, I know you like to help moms because also you are a mom yourself, but why do you do what you do?
I think a lot of it comes from that struggle that I had to figure out how I could make money and stay at home with my kid, despite having a master's degree and experience and skills. It was still a struggle for me to find something that wasn't like doing surveys for a couple dollars or the door-to-door sales, like I mentioned. So once I kind of figured out, oh, there's a way to build an online business based on your skills and experience and actually make a good money doing it, I decided to help other moms go through that same process and figure out what they could do using their own skills and experience. And I just feel really passionate about helping moms to create that financial independence for themselves.
What is the most dangerous belief an online entrepreneur can have?
I think the most dangerous belief that they can have is that they can't do it. And I think that there's a lot of online entrepreneurs out there who are going through the motions to build a business, but deep down they think that they can't do it. And if you don't address that, you're not going to be able to do it. You're not going to be able to be resilient to failure enough to keep going.
What is the secret to creating a profitable then online for moms?
The secret, I think, is really in your mindset. There's a lot of ways to build a successful business. I'm sure you've heard a lot of them. There's not just one path. I think there's as many paths to success as there are people. But the common thread is really that mindset that you can do it. It is possible. It is for you. It's not just for other people.
Okay. What mistakes have you seen for moms who are trying to build a business online?
Yeah, so many mistakes. And I made so many too when I was first starting out. One thing that I think is really important when you're first starting out or if you're just struggling is to have a really clear niche. So I know when I first branched out on my own, I decided I'm just going to have a general life coaching practice. And what I realized is that that didn't really connect with anyone. And to stand out in that online space, it is really helpful if you do have a really clear group of people that you help, a really clear problem that they struggle with, and a really clear solution for them. So that's something I recommend. And of course, once you've built up a following, if you want to add more things, that's fine. I see a lot of online entrepreneurs who are successful, who are not as narrow. But I think that it just really helps you to overcome that hurdle. It helps you to get visible and successful a little faster.
Okay. Let's put the man aside. How do you know you are successful?
I think it's a personal thing. So for me, it is just that I feel like I'm contributing, that I'm helping other people, that I'm bringing in money, that I'm hitting my financial goals. And my goals are to always keep growing pretty much because I just really like that challenge. But I know for some of my clients, it's not that way. And that's okay. We don't all have to have the same goals. Not everybody has to be striving for six figures or seven figures or $50,000 months or whatever it is that you see out there in the world. I see a lot of women who initially are just looking for $2,000 a month or $5,000 a month, and they're just striving for that. And once they hit that, maybe that's where they want to stay. Maybe they want to keep growing. There's no wrong answer there. But I absolutely think that that definition of success is a very personal thing.
What have you learned from business as a whole?
Ooh, that's a big question. I think, you know, what I've learned from having my business, and actually all of my businesses, all this whole path, is just what I'm capable of. And what I really enjoy about this process is that I'm always having to get uncomfortable and find out that I'm capable of more than what I thought. And it's a really empowering experience.
Do you have a coach in your businesses?
I do have a coach. Yep. And I think it's really important to have one.
What is the most valuable thing your coach has told you?
My coach really helps me with mindset. She doesn't really give me a lot of business advice or anything like that. I feel like we know how to build businesses, or we know the next right step to try. But what she really helps me with is that emotional roller coaster that I go through and that we all go through when we're building businesses, and just reminding myself that the failures that I experience are not telling me that I can't do it or can't be successful. That failure is just a part of that process.
What is one thing that has contributed to your success?
I think a major thing is that I am really lucky to have a partner who gets that I want to have a business and that it takes time for me to grow it, and that it is a big passion in my life, and that there's not any like resentment or judgment there about the time that I take to build my business, and that, you know, he's happy to cook dinner while I'm on a call or something like that.
What is one thing no one knows about you?
You know, I'm a pretty open book. I don't keep much hidden, but I'm trying to think of what people online might not know about me. You know, I think something that I don't necessarily hide, but I don't think people online know about me, is that I was raised by my dad. So I was the cute little daughter of a single dad. And he was in the military at the time. So all of his friends from the Navy were kind of in my circle. And so there was a phase of my early childhood where it was me and then just like all these like men in their 20s raising me. And I don't know how that shaped me. I think that's something that may unfold later in life or something. But I think it's just an interesting experience.
You can say. What grounds you?
What grounds me? You know, I live in Colorado in the United States, and I live, you know, 20 minutes maybe from the mountains. And for me, getting back in nature, going up and hiking or camping, going somewhere where there's no cell phone service and getting back in nature really grounds me. So I love summer. When the weather is good for camping and I can just get out. And it's funny, I'm not that outdoorsy, but I think we all need that time in nature.
What is the most valuable thing you have ever given away?
You know, I think it's the coaching that I do. And I offer a lot of free sessions to people, not even necessarily who are planning to hire me. But sometimes I'll just see moms out there who are struggling and I want to help. And I, you know, if they're struggling financially, maybe coaching isn't in the cards for them right now. But I feel like if I could just talk to them for half an hour, I could give them some really good things to take and run with. And not everyone does take it and run with it, but I've had a few who have taken that and really built something. I had one recently who was able to get themselves fully booked in less than a month from when we had that conversation. And it was totally free to her, but she changed her life. And I find that to be really fulfilling. You know, even though obviously my business is in business to make money, it's nice that I can give that for free sometimes as well.
Let's talk about your business, 59 Ways to Increase Your Visibility Online. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, I created that freebie just after talking to a lot of people who knew that they needed to build their audience, knew that they needed to build awareness of their company and build their visibility, but they weren't sure where. And I always say you need to be in a couple places where your target audience is, but also where you shine. And for some people hearing that, they still don't know where. So I decided one day I'm going to sit down and I'm going to write as many places as I can think of that they can get their message out, and came up with 59. I'm sure there's more. If somebody looks at it and can think of more, email me and I'll add it. I'll update it. But I think it was just really an effort to help people get past that block and that excuse and start moving forward and taking more action.
Where can we find this and how can we get in contact with you?
Yeah, so it's available at visible.tbhcoach.com. And you can find me at tbhcoach.com. Or on Facebook, facebook.com/tbhcoach. I also have a Facebook group called Online Business Building Mamas. And I do have some women in there who are not moms, and that's okay. You're welcome as well.
Wow. I'm glad you are welcoming all women. But anyway, first, let's go back to that. Why women? I know you said they are only moms, but remember, there are dads out there also who are parenting and single, like as you said, you are raised by your dad. So why did you just focus on women only? What about those dads who are out there?
It was just a decision I made when I was focusing down. And in my life coaching work prior to launching my own business, I had mostly worked with women as well. And I think I've actually only had three male clients ever in my whole 3 years of coaching. It's nothing against the men, and I almost had the opportunity to coach a man recently, and I was really thinking about it, like, is this something that I want to pursue? And I think if it was the right fit, if a man looked at my website and thought, that's me, I'm interested, then I would be happy to talk to them and see if we might be a fit. So I don't want to discriminate. It's more like I'm just focusing on women, and I really think women need more belief in themselves and more confidence and somebody to really tell them that they can do it. And I think society in general tells men that much more than women. So I think there's maybe more women looking for what I'm offering.
Sorry, man. I tried to put you in, but still, you see, the door is closed. You can try to knock. Okay. It looks like Mas is not going to let you in very soon. Okay. What type of clientele can join your program coaching?
Really, anybody who wants to. So, you
Okay.
know,
Yeah, sorry. I know it is moms, but what level?
oh, okay. Yep. So I help moms at two different levels in their business. So I help moms who are just starting out, who want to have a business and don't have it yet. I help them to launch it. And for those, I have a program. It's a group program for 3 months, and we just really go through the process of launching a business over those 3 months. And hopefully at the end, everyone has paying clients. That is like my main goal of that program, is to get everybody with clients at the end. And then my other group that I work with is moms who have already launched the business, already built it a little bit, but just need a little more help to get to the next level. So often these are women who are either stuck at $1,000 or $2,000 a month, or women who have hit up to 5,000 or more, but are inconsistent in their income and finding that really frustrating. So that is who I work with mostly in my one-on-one, although I've had a few one-on-ones who have been launchers as well.
Okay, thank you. So, Clan, there will be more from Samantha in a moment. If you are listening on one of the many podcast platforms rather than my website and you are encouraged by Samantha's journey, go to onlinesuccessjourney.com for a bonus portion of the interview. The Online Success Journey is a wonderful membership community built for people searching for the path to success. We are one big clan and you can be part of this community for free. Once you have joined the clan, click on part two of Samantha's journey or over 100 other journeys that are available and learn how you can find the right path for your own online success. That's a wrap, clan. Remember, success is a journey. Patience and Samantha.
This is not the end of the journey. We hope you've enjoyed listening to part one and want to be sure you know there is a second part to this and every journey podcast at onlinesuccessjourney.com, filled with even more success tips, uplifting stories, and even a bit of fun. There are dozens of episodes only available to the members of the Online Success Journey clan. Check out the website and click on Join the Clan for more information. Patience would like to thank you for listening to this podcast, and she has a free audio gift for you at her website. Go to onlinesuccessjourney.com for instant access to this gift. Of course, you know that listening to the journeys of others helps each of us chart our own path, so make sure you're subscribed to be notified as each new interview is posted. There are so many ways to stay connected to the Online Success Journey and to listen in. And if you're enjoying the podcast, we appreciate your help in telling others. One of the best ways to share the benefit you get is to rate and review it at Stitcher and other sites by clicking the stars or completing the ratings form. By clicking thumbs up and leaving a comment on YouTube or liking and sharing the podcast on social media. To review the podcast within iTunes, simply open iTunes to the podcast, click on Ratings and Reviews, then write a review. On behalf of patients and until next time, thanks once more for listening. It is our hope that this podcast will guide you on your own online success journey.